The egg donor screening process is designed to protect everyone involved, the donor, the recipient, and every child born through the process. There are many steps and components. This module will help you understand them and will set realistic expectations for what egg donor screening can and cannot guarantee. Whether a donor is directed, known, or non-identified, the screening requirements are the same. Every potential donor goes through multiple rounds of evaluation, including evaluations by both medical and mental health professionals. Medical screening covers a complete personal and family medical history, with a primary goal being the identification of any known hereditary conditions. Donors also receive FDA-regulated infectious disease testing, including HIV, hepatitis, syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. Potential donors may be deemed ineligible due to having a body mass index outside a defined range, smoking, recreational drug use, or having an alcohol use disorder. Each donor also completes a counseling session and mental health assessment to confirm emotional readiness. Most donors are between the ages of 21 and 34. ASRM sets this range to identify a population likely to have the maturity needed for decision-making and completion of the egg donation process, as well as good egg quality and quantity to provide a high chance of success for donor egg recipient families. In limited circumstances, such as with a directed donor, older donors may be considered. Screening is rigorous. Fewer than 5% of applicants are generally accepted as egg donors. Recipients receive extensive non-identifying information about potential donors, including physical characteristics, ethnicity, education, hobbies, and interests. To protect donor health and reduce the risk of donor-conceived children unknowingly crossing paths, ASRM recommends each donor complete no more than 6 retrieval cycles total. Those considering donor egg IVF need to be aware that direct-to-consumer DNA testing has made donor anonymity impossible to guarantee, hence the term non-identified donation rather than the previously used term anonymous donation. Commercially available DNA results can enable donor-conceived people to identify genetic relatives, potentially including their donor. It is also important to understand that, as with all medical evaluations, donor screening is imperfect. No test is 100% accurate. Furthermore, it is impossible to test for every possible genetic condition or medical condition that exists in nature. It remains theoretically possible for a child to carry an undetected genetic condition and/or to develop an unpreventable new-onset genetic condition. This is true for all children, not only those conceived using donor eggs. Your care team will walk through all available testing options to keep risks as low as possible.